From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, December 16th through Sunday, December 18th. I'm Philip Grant. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that incoming U.S. Representative John Faso is urging President-elect Donald Trump to, and I quote, bend over backwards, end quote, to reassure the public that his financial entanglements will not harm the country. The Kinderhook Republican said the public has a right to know what conflicts of interest exist. Faso said, and I quote, this is a more complicated question than if someone were a wealthy individual who held a large stock portfolio, for instance, end quote. Faso said the public should feel assured that Trump is not taking the matter lightly. He said, and I quote, I haven't quite figured out how it can be dealt with in a reasonable way, but I think they need to make these efforts and do it in a serious way, end quote. The Hudson Police made headlines around the country and overseas when they responded to a report of a woman frozen inside a locked car on City Hall Place on Friday, December the 16th. Hudson officers and the Greenport Rescue Squad arrived after receiving a call from a passerby who said there was an elderly woman, and I quote, frozen to death, end quote, inside a Subaru parked on the street. A police sergeant broke open the vehicle's window only to discover the woman was, in fact, a CPR training mannequin. In a statement released after the incident on Friday, Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore said, and I quote, all citizens of Hudson should be put on notice that if you park your locked vehicle on a street on a sub-zero night with a life-size realistic mannequin seated in it, we will break your window. I commend everyone who responded with the intentions to help an elderly woman. The story, police rescue frozen woman who turns out to be mannequin, was picked up by the Associated Press, Fox News, the UK Daily Mail, CNN, and other outlets on Saturday and Sunday. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that the state submitted an emergency regulation on Friday, December the 16th, requiring that the homeless be sheltered when the temperature drops to 32 degrees or colder. The emergency regulation continues an executive order issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo last January. Under the regulation, police must perform assessments of the homeless to determine if they are competent to seek shelter on their own. If they are deemed incompetent, the person must be immediately sheltered. The rule also requires shelters to take the necessary steps to extend their hours to keep the homeless indoors longer when temperatures are below freezing. The State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance estimates the cost of enforcing the rule will cost the state approximately $3.4 million this winter. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that 50 people dealing with addiction have successfully sought and found treatment through the Chatham Cares for You program since it began in early 2016. Chatham Police Lieutenant Joseph Alessi updated the village board on the program at the board meeting last week. Under the program, anyone can come to the Chatham Police Station and request help with their addiction to opiates, turn over drugs, or drug paraphernalia for destruction with no questions asked without being charged. Alessi said the Chatham Police Department has received $1,200 in donations for the program, as well as clothing, blankets, chairs, and a refrigerator. Gregory Hudson reported for the Columbia Green Media, a bill to combat elder abuse will be introduced in the state assembly in January. The measure is sponsored by assembly members Steve McLaughlin and Pete Lopez. The legislation would provide important rights to families with a loved one under the care of a guardian and increase the accountability of those guardians to family members. Existing state law does not always provide families with a legal recourse in the event of abuse. McLaughlin said the proposed bill, and I quote, would allow family members to petition if they are denied visitation rights and entitles them to health care information related to their loved one, end quote. Columbia Green Media announced last week that the Chatham Courier will now appear as supplemental material included in an enhanced Thursday edition of the Register Star. In a statement included in the Thursday, December the 15th edition of the Courier, Columbia Green Media wrote, and I quote, the same local original content found separately in the Chatham Courier for over 150 years will now be printed on dedicated pages inside the Register Star, end quote. The media group called the decision, and I quote, a bold move to hyper-local, end quote, coverage. The Courier will continue to cover the towns of Chatham, Canaan, Austerlitz, and New Lebanon, the village of Chatham, and the Chatham and New Lebanon school districts. The Schoharie News announced last week its plan to acquire Columbia Green's Mountain Eagle newspaper, effective January 13th. Columbia Green Media reduced the staff at many of its smaller weekly papers earlier this year. Finally, Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that the Hunter Foundation has announced it will provide the village of Tannersville with needed matching funds for a $500,000 state economic development grant last week. Mayor Lee McGonigal said the grant would go towards development around Rip Van Winkle Lake in the village. Hunter Foundation co-chairman Sean Mahoney said, and I quote, "We are going to make a lot of impact," end quote. The foundation and the village partnership began last year when the foundation matched an initial $150,000 state grant. Mahoney said the development will focus on a trail system to connect Main Street with Rip Van Winkle Lake, along with the continued development of the lake itself. Mahoney said plans include the development of an outdoor performance venue on the lakefront as well. And now the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 25 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 8 degrees. There will be a wind chill value as low as minus 1. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:25 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 19th day of December 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.